what it was like to be here. It was wonderful to be here. It was one of the best times of my life. I was ecstatically happy and incredibly unhappy, and all the things that you do when you're young. I got a scholarship from school. I got something called a state scholarship. That meant that everything was paid for, because my father was a clergyman and didn't have any money, so I couldn't have got here if I hadn't got a scholarship. And I had a very remarkable teacher at school in Bristol, public school called Clifton College. And this young teacher, just down from Cambridge, took over the History 6, and I was studying history. And he, in a class of 13 boys, 9 of us got state scholarships, and there were only 50 state scholarships going in the whole country. So in one form, in one school, 9 out of the 50 students that got state scholarships. And so, I'm internally in his debt. If it hadn't been for him, I probably wouldn't have got a scholarship. But no, he was just a great teacher. He talked to us, he treated us as if we were on his level. And I can remember in the first few weeks, we all sort of banged our heads and thought, I don't know what he's talking about. He's way above our heads. But by the end of the year, he pulled us up to where he was. And we got amazing results. I mean, I got distinctions in history, which is what happened in those days. It was something called high school cert. It wasn't like this now. It was all a different exam system. But anyway, I got a scholarship, and there I was. I had to get in. The state scholarship didn't get you into Oxford. You then had to pass another exam to get in. But I sailed through that pretty easily, and there I was. That's how I got in. It's a poem by Philip Larkin. It's almost his most famous poem, although it's by no means his best poem, because he was a very wonderful poet indeed. But it's a poem, I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called This Be the Verse, whatever that may mean. And it goes like this. They fuck you up, your mum and dad. They may not mean to, but they do. They fill you with the thoughts they had and add some extra just for you. But they were fucked up in their turn by folks in old-style frocks and coats, who half the time were soppy stern and half at one another's throats. Man hands on misery to man. It deepens like a coastal shelf. Get out as early as you can, and don't have any kids yourself. That's it. It's a sad poem, but it's just a poem that he's very famous for, because of course it uses the word fuck, which normally poets don't use.